We're going to hear next how a debate at Hong Kong's oldest university has sparked concerns that academic freedom in Hong Kong is under threat. The debate is over the school's leadership. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports on what it means for the former British colony.
Dialogue, dialogue, University of Hong Kong or HKU students shouted as they jostled with police on the night of January 26th. The students demanded to talk with Arthur Lee, chairman of the university's governing council. Lee refused to meet with them. At a press conference 2 days later, Lee chastised the students.
Sadly, these small number of students are rather like someone who's taken drugs, who's been poisoned by drugs, and they've been manipulated.
They were manipulated, Lee alleged, by Hong Kong's pro-democratic political parties. Lee singled out Yvonne Leung, an HKU student who had led a student strike calling for more democratic university governance. She previously interned with the pro-democratic party, and she played a prominent role in the pro-democracy umbrella movement that occupied Hong Kong streets in 2014. In an interview, Yvonne Leung turns the tables on Arthur Lee and his accusations.
He is one of the members in the Communist Party's organ in China. You can see the one who is politically controlled, it must be him instead of the students.
Lee is 70 and the British-educated heir to a Hong Kong banking dynasty. He sits on Hong Kong's cabinet, the executive council, and mainland China's top advisory body. Like other top university administrators in Hong Kong, Lee was appointed to his job by Hong Kong's leader, who is in turn selected by pro-Beijing elites. HKU council member Professor Timothy O'Leary is pushing to change this arrangement.
At the very least, it leaves them open to the appearance of political interference. And I think even the appearance is bad, because that does cause people to begin to engage in self-censorship.
Critics howled political interference when Arthur Lee helped block the selection of a pro-democracy legal scholar, Johannes Chan, for a top HKU management post because of his ties to a leader of the 2014 umbrella movement. O'Leary notes that the debate about HKU's autonomy comes amid concern that Hong Kong's basic freedoms, including freedom of the press and judicial independence, are under threat.
And that those different kinds of freedoms are all connected. If you lose one, you're going to lose them all.
HKU's governing council says it will form a panel to discuss reforming the university's governance structure. O'Leary urges the students to give the panel time to work. For now, the students and council chairman Arthur Lee are deadlocked and refuse to meet each other. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Hong Kong.